Welcome to episode 344 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Sandy, Donna, and George. As Europe begins to open back up, we are already thinking about where we will go first. And since this year has been one long bad dream, we are ready for a bit of happily ever after. So our sights have turned to Germany in the fairy tale road, where we can dive into the stories of our childhood and experience settings right out of these storybooks. To guide us down this road, we are thrilled to welcome Carolyn Belcher from the German National Tourist Board.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi,
Carolyn. Carolyn was born and raised in Germany in the city of Kassel, which is on the fairy tale road in Hesse. She moved to the U.S. 16 years ago and is now living with her husband and three children and seven animals in Tampa, Florida. Carolyn has worked in the tourism industry for over 20 years. She started as a travel advisor in Germany and is now the West Coast sales manager of the German National Tourist Office. She is very passionate about her home country and loves sharing her knowledge and passion with everyone she gets in touch with. And we can't wait to hear all about this fairy tale itinerary. Carolyn, I have to tell you, I've been waiting for you to come join us because I am absolutely obsessed with fairy tales. I have been my whole life.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Going to be fantastic. What is the fairy tale route and what is it like to travel it? Let's kind of start there and give everyone an idea.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you so much for having me. And just like you said, I just have this passion about Germany. I love Germany. I love the fairy tales too, by the way. And so many people don't even know that the Brother Grimm are actually German and the Brother Grimm wrote fairy tales. And there are some really amazing fairy tales, just like, Rapunzel. Who doesn't know Rapunzel? Snow White. And all of this came from the Brother Grimm. And so we Germans, we love to have like themed routes, if it's about beer and wine, or if it's about asparagus route in Germany, because we love to eat and drink. We also do want to honor the Brother Grimm. And so we have that route in Germany that you can go on by yourself, if you know, because who doesn't love fairy tales? You can go by yourself, you can go with your family, it can be older people, younger people, everybody who just has still that magic in their heart, I think is really good for this route. So the route goes parts of Germany, but you don't need to do the entire route. It's about 373 miles. It goes from Hanau, which is about mid-Germany, up to the northern part in Bremen. And they suggest just stops along the way where you can, maybe see a Rapunzel performance, or you're going to go to a museum, or you see the university where they studied. So it's just about, going on their footsteps, or the path on their footsteps from the Brother Grimm. So this is what it is. And it's you can do this as with a car, you can go on a bus tour. There are some people who even cycle along the Brother Grimm route, especially Germans. We love to be outdoors and we love to do that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's kind of like the backstory of the fairy tale route and what it is.
So the Brothers Grimm were German, mm-hmm. And do you know anything more about them? And are there any stops on the way that kind of represent their lives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they were German, and they were only 1 year apart in age. So it's Jacob and Wilhelm, probably you would pronounce Grimm. And so they were brothers, and they were very, very smart. They were actually studying law in Marburg, because that's what their dad did. And then they became into this help me with this English word.
Literary.
Yes, that's it. So they were into this, and then they heard these folklores and these stories and these mystery stories from people, and they wanted to, from all different countries, if it was Ireland, if it was Germany, it was France, and they wanted to write that down. They wanted to keep track and create something people can follow later on. They didn't want this to go away because all people did was like sharing their stories word by word, right? And then you add something to it and it turns out into a totally different story. And so they wanted to really get the input from all of the people and then and just create these stories. And that's what they did. And I think they actually, the first book they wrote with the fairy tales, they rewrote it 7 times because the more input they received from the outside world, like from people from Ireland, the more they saw that might be not true, or maybe we have to add this, or maybe we have to take this away. So they changed, I think there were 7 editions of the first fairy tale book. And so when you go along on that route, you will see where they were born, which is in Hanau. Then you can go Kassel, where I am from. Mm-hmm. I'm from the fairy tale route. This is where they were. They were staying there for the longest, actually. There is also a Brother Grimm Museum. We can talk about it later. Or you go to Marburg, to the university city in Berlin, which is actually not on the fairy tale route. This is where they were all the way at the end of their career, and they were buried there. So, but that's not part of the fairy tale route. So, yes, you can totally follow their footsteps along that route.
So what are some of the other various stops that are they related to the stories?
Yeah, I think with the fairy tale route is really, it is so magical. It's not just, you don't need to think that you're going and you have to listen to one fairy tale after the other, or you have to attend the performances, or it's not that, you know. I always say when you go to Germany, like there are people who are interested in cars. You're not going to go for 2 weeks there and look at BMWs and Porsches, right? So you're also not going to go to Germany on the fairy tale route and all you see is the fairy tales. So there is so much. It's the nature, which is absolutely, it is like a fairy tale. The nature is beautiful when things are blooming. If you go in the summer or in the spring, you have these beautiful castles. We have over 25,000 castles and palaces in Germany. So you have, everywhere you go on the fairy tale route, you have a castle, you have a history, you have ruins of a castle, a fort that you can visit. You have palaces and palace gardens. You can go into these nature preserve areas. We have nature parks in Germany. You can hike around. You can take bicycle rides along the rivers and the lakes. So you can combine all of this together. And it's just a very magical itinerary and experience, to be honest. You know, it's really, really great.
You have to drink beer too, you know.
Of course. This is the best. And you know what? We have in Germany over 9,000. No, hold on. That's 9,000 festivals. We have over 5,000 different types of beer in Germany. So when when you guys are traveling around that, let's say the fairy tale route, you will probably get to stop at so many different areas where you get different beer all the time. If it's a, you know, if it's a Helles, if it's a Hefeweizen, if it's a dark beer. And we Germans, we love drinking beer during the day and mix our beer with like Sprite and Fanta. Okay. So you will see a lot of day drinkers, but it's more like to refresh yourself, you know, when it's hot outside. Yeah, we love our beer. It's our golden nectar. That's what we call it.
I'm really surprised there's only 5,000. I thought you were going to say there's one for every cast.
Yeah, well, right. Maybe there is. Maybe there is.
So what would the 7-day itinerary kind of look like? What if you were putting this?
Yeah. So you would basically start, I mean, it depends on where, you can start on either end. You can start in Hanau or you can start in Bremen if you want to go south to north or north to south. So you're going to go and fly into Frankfurt, and then you can go from Frankfurt to Hanau, which is very, very close. It's only like 20 miles away. You can rent a car if you want to. Maybe you do a group trip and you have a bus or a transfer. You can also just take then a trip train over there to Hanau. So it's very, very close by, very convenient. And this is where the story basically begins with the Brother Grimm as well, because that's where they were born. And you can visit, you know, the house where he lived, where they lived in. And it's and they also have like a fountain that represents lots of those fairy tale statues, you know, you see on theirs. And they also have every year a festival honoring the Brother Grimm. So you will see that along the fairy tale route as well, that they have lots of festivals, including Christmas markets that are themed on the fairy tale. Like our, where I'm from in Kassel, it's one of the most beautiful fairy tale Christmas markets, I might say. it's very gorgeous. And it's really, you see all of these, all the decoration is about fairy tale. And you have a beautiful one in Bremen as well. That's where the town musicians are from. So yeah, so you go to Hanau, then from Hanau, you're going to go next to Steinau. And in Steinau, they had their childhood there. So you can visit their beautiful house. It's a very old, beautiful house you can visit. It's an amazing city with these half-timbered houses that everybody knows, which is a fairy tale to me too, because they're absolutely magnificent to see. Some of them are super crooked. They have small doors. You always see an older person hanging out the window and checking out everybody. Oh. It's a small village. It's this really small town feeling you get. And you can get like a guide that would go with you through the house and explain you everything and the streets, etc. And then from Steinau, you go to Kassel. And in Kassel, we have this amazing Brother Grimm Museum that you can visit. Kassel has, a most beautiful castle, and the Löwenburg Lion Castle. It's part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it's so gorgeous to go up there. It's definitely worth visiting Kassel, I have to say. And also, they have every 5 years a huge art exhibit, which is known all over the world. So Kassel is a must. I'm doing a lot of commercial here for my home city, as you can tell.
I'm proud. It's all.
I'm ready to go right now.
And then, you know, you go further to Hanmünden, and all of these stops have something to do with the fairy tale. You have the Rapunzel Castle there that you can visit. There's also a performance of Rapunzel. You got to check first, you know, if they have the performance. They don't do that every day. You go to Trendelburg and Polle, and these are all, again, fairy tale stops from some of the characters from the fairy tale route, all the way until you are in Bremen, and that's where the town musicians are from. You will have the statue where it's the donkey, it's the dog, cat, yeah. Rooster, yeah. Right? I think so. It's also UNESCO World Heritage, not the statues of World Heritage Site, but the Roland statue, the whole circle of the Bremen area is UNESCO World Heritage Site. And the town musicians are very, very popular there, and everybody takes a picture. Yeah, and so this is like a typical itinerary for the fairy tale route.
So that's a lot in 7 days. So you're basically seeing one or two towns a day.
Yeah, then. They're small because the distance, let me see, the distance is really not far. It's like Germany is a small country. It's like about 3/4 of the size of California, just to give you an idea. So when I just created my itinerary, I'm like, what? I'm only for an hour in the car to get to the next stop. So it's literally not far. It goes like 87 miles from Steinau to Kassel. That's nothing. We are from America. We live in our cars. And so that's really nothing. It's like, I would say those itineraries are always constructed that you have like an hour, hour and a half until your next stop. Yeah. And you don't need to stay. I would stay overnight in Hanau. I would stay overnight in Kassel. Maybe Marburg is close by to Kassel, but Marburg is a beautiful city. You can stay overnight, as well as definitely then Bremen when you go up north. But everything else could also be just day trips. If you're going to be stationed in Kassel, you can also just do some day trips and come back. So everything is really possible with this route.
So I know you talked about how the Brothers Grimm wrote down stories from other countries that had sort of made their way to Germany. And I noticed as I was looking through this itinerary to prepare today, like one of these towns has a Cinderella, you know, where Cinderella lived with her stepsisters. But Cinderella is a French story. So is it that we adapted it, or is there was a German version as well? And so we sort of blended them, or how does that come to be?
No, they, as far as I understood, is that they have, there's not a German version of it. They made it German. Like they, it's an original from France, if that's what it is. I'm not sure if it, that's what it is, but if you say so, I definitely think it is.
And, I'm pretty sure.
And then they, so they got all, so how it worked, basically, they wanted to hear from everybody the story that happened in France, right? So he, they listened maybe to 50 stories, and then they created all of these 50 different stories because everybody adds their own thing to it. They put it in one story, and because they're German and German originated, you know, it became a German fairy tale.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Cinderella is one of those fascinating things because the German Cinderella is Aschenputtel, mm-hmm. correct? Or is how it's mm-hmm. But actually, that if you go back enough in fairy tale history, and this is where I'm totally going to turn into a geek, so stop me at any time. But there okay, are different stop. Origin stories for each of these famous stories all over the world. Mm-hmm. So you will find in different cultures they have different stories that are very similar to and Cinderella is one of the ones. Yeah. That, you can find
yeah,
a,
and that
a
and that's
of...
true because and that's why there's so many different versions of the first book too, because you know we Germans are very known to have very brutal fairy tales, you know, or stories. We're like, oh man, I would not.
Well, these were warnings for yes. children. This was how you're. Oh, you yes. better not do that because it's one time I heard this girl.
Yeah, but it was also not. It was also not meant. Now. What people didn't know is those books were not meant for children at the beginning. There were books basically for parents. Like you yes. said, watch out. This could happen to your child if they don't eat. A witch is coming yeah. and wants to eat your kids. So there is, they made this for the parents. And every time they changed the story, they made it, I wouldn't say more kid-friendly, but they did change it. So it was a little bit not so brutal. And so then Disney came in, right? And Disney came in
and
totally made it the Disney version that everybody can watch it. So the original Cinderella is, we should find the original. I should do that. I should listen to the original Cinderella or read it and then watch the movie, what the difference is. I think that would be very interesting.
Oh, nobody was chopping off their toes to get into shoes or heels. All the parts that got yeah. cut out.
I gotta do this. That's a good idea, actually.
That's why we like fairy tales so much, is because they are those universal. I mean, we still have, it's a Cinderella story. You know, you're describing a movie. It's mm-hmm. a Cinderella story. It's like, it's a trope almost. That is a basic plot, which is probably why everybody had a version, because it is sort of a, you want to, you know, have a heroine that has nothing and then has everything. Yeah. However that might happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And it's great to sort of have a theme in travel too, because I think a lot of people now are looking for, you know, you can go to Germany and you can go see, like you can go to the BMW Museum or you can go, you know, see Heidelberg Castle, those things. But if you've been to Germany once or twice, you might want to do something a little bit different. And this gets you sort of into German history without going to the places that everybody else has been.
Exactly.
To.
I totally agree. And I think that's the beauty really of Germany. We have so much to offer, but a lot of people just don't even know. Like, you know, sometimes when you go to a country, say, I've seen it once, it's all good, right? But Germany is literally, I mean, I lived there for 24 years and look at me, I'm going back home, going on a 10-day trip to explore Germany because there's just so much I haven't seen. If it's the islands in the north, if it's the mountains in the south, if it's the history, the rich history of Germany, how we were divided, and of course, World War II, and all of these things. And then we have, like you said, these theme tours that if anybody has a specific interest, we're going to you know, you have a tailored tour basically based on your interest, which is so much fun. Yeah.
And I think it would be very easy to blend a couple interests into this tour too, because going on that route would be a nice little foodie exploration as well.
And we have actually, we call it Märchenwochen, which is the fairy tale weeks in Germany. And be, the restaurants have fairy tale themed dishes. And so you can, you know, you can get like a little booklet. And in that booklet, you see which restaurants are included in that week. And that's usually only in the state of Hesse, where I'm from, where they do this. And then you just go to that restaurant and you get like, sometimes they even, you know, have like a medieval feel to it. You can eat with your fingers, or they have a performance, or, you know, they have like this dish that's inspired by some kind of Hänsel and Gretel or whatever it is. So it's really fun. They do a lot of stuff with the fairy tale. And there's also a website, the Fairy Tale Route has a website where you can get all that information too. And you see, you can see all the ruins and the castles, and just get some ideas what you want to do there and what they offer.
So just from a logistics standpoint, if we end our tour in Bremen, you know, we talked about how close Hanau is, and obviously Bremen isn't too far away, but where would you suggest someone go next to maybe either continue for a little bit in Germany or even to exit the country and go somewhere else? What's the next place?
Listen
from Bremen
to me,
to go?
You don't exit Germany. You stay till the end of your vacation. No. So I think, so here's the thing, what I love is when you're up in Bremen, you just go 45 minutes west of Bremen, which is Bremerhaven. Bremerhaven was the port where the Germans and many other Europeans left Germany in order to go to the United States. So Americans now do all of the DNA testing and find out, wow, I'm from Germany. I have ancestors there and I want to find out. So ancestry travel is so big. So I would definitely go to Bremerhaven, check out that museum, because it will, it's called the German Emigration Museum. You will see basically how, when, why people left. You can find these signatures. You have exhibitions where you see the ships, how they looked like. You can find everything out about your ancestors, right? And so when you're already up there, I would totally do all of the islands, or not all of them, too many, but like quite a few islands, because they're gorgeous. We have white beaches. We have not turquoise water, but we have really good water. Our air, the quality of the air and the water is so good. It's lots of spas up there. You have islands where they just, you know, where you can, without a car, with a car, you can go by ferry. You have a bridge. There's so many beautiful things to do up there. Go on a Wattensee tour, and then go to Berlin, fly out of Berlin, have a couple days more in Berlin. That's what I would do. If you start from Hanau, which is flying into Frankfurt, make your way up to north, go to Bremerhaven, have the islands up there a couple of days, and then go into Berlin, spend a couple of days there. If you have even more time, I can go on forever. You can then hop on the train from Berlin to Munich, which is only 3 hours and 55 minutes, which is amazing. It used to take like 7 hours. So you go on the high speed train and then fly out of Munich. Combine Munich with Berlin, you couldn't have two more diverse and different cities in one day trip, basically, and fly out of Munich if you want to extend that.
You just planned my next trip to Germany.
So I think that some of our listeners might have been today years old and learned that Germany has islands. So are those islands year-round? Are they, could you visit them in winter, or are they really cold?
They're
then?
Cold, but okay. I love it. I love the cold winter because that's who I am. Like we bundle up and we walk and it's windy and it has this, you know, especially when you go to Christmas season and you have the Christmas markets, you bundled up, you go and drink a Glühwein and eat some sausages. It's magic. It's so amazing. Summer, everybody's laying at the right?
Yeah.
Summer, you lay at the beach, you go on the water, everything is blooming. The architecture up there, the food, the people, the traditions, it's all completely different to how it is like in the southeast or west. So yeah, all year round.
I bet the spas are wonderful too, because much unlike American culture, Germany has, you guys have a focus on self-care. It's an important pillar.
Very true.
So I bet those are some fantastic spots.
Yes, and we celebrate I think it's 200 years of Kneipp, K-N-E-I-P-P.
Oh, I know their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my bathtub.
Yeah, good. See, I have that too. And it's very good. So our spa facilities are really amazing. They are truly amazing. And the thing is that our water quality and the air is just also so good. Like my parents, where they live, I can drink the water out of the sink. It's like, it's amazing. It's really good. And so we Germans, we even go to those spa facilities, like in the north, especially because it's just so good when you have some kind of skin condition like eczema or you have asthma, because all of that has really healing power for your body. Yeah. It's some serious stuff we're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fun. And you can't cut that out if you need to, but I'm just going to let you know that Germans, it's very important to know when you go to a spa, we love to be naked. So we're going to run around naked in those spas, and there's not going to be anything covered. But there's always an area. So we have two. We have like where you don't need to wear any clothes and one where you wear clothes. But it's important that you know where you walk in, and it's mixed.
If you don't know, you'll know right away.
You will know.
You'll know right away.
Well, somebody will tell you four times, because that's in my spa experience there. They're like, you know that today is a naked day.
They have a sign on there. It's naked day.
Yeah, at least four people told us on the way in, because we're American, and they're like, we just want you to understand. Got it.
I love it.
Best body scrub I have ever had, though. They use these brushes, and
that's some good stuff. Oh,
6 years of dead skin.
Yeah.
That sounds like an extra fairy. It sounds like an extra fairy tale at the end of your fairy tale.
Yes. Oh God. Yes. Please sign me up.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. A special thank you again to our guest, Carolyn Belcher, for sharing some of the fantastical side of Germany with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yay! Thanks for having me. You guys are awesome.
On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.